Hello, this is Dr. Jenny Brockes, and today I'm joined by a very special person, Alex Kerhulf. Now, Alex has an unusual occupation that he's going to talk to us about. So over to you, Alex. Tell us who you are and what you're all about.
Yes, I am the chief happiness officer of a company in Copenhagen, Denmark, called Woohoo! And we make people happy at work. Essentially what we do is we travel the world and we do speeches and workshops for clients on how to become happier workplaces where people actually love to work. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this for the last 14 years, believe it or not.
That's really good. 14 years, that's
yeah.
excellent.
And we do it for one single reason. We believe that, you know, everybody has to work, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're born to really rich parents, you have to work. And we believe that when you have to work and you have to spend so much of your life working, you should have work you actually enjoy. Work that makes you happy, work that feels good, work that gives you meaning and purpose. Because life's too short otherwise.
That's right. I've heard that we spend over 90,000 hours of our lives at work.
Scary, isn't it? So
that's a bit scary statistic in itself.
Yeah, especially if you're unhappy for a lot of that time.
Exactly.
It's just a huge waste of life.
Yeah. So what are some of the ways that you work with companies to help initiate greater happiness at work?
Well, mostly we try to introduce them to the science of happiness, right? Because mm-hmm. there is a lot of great science out there telling us what it is that makes us happy at work. And it's not what most people think. You know, a lot of companies think that it's about bonuses or raises mm-hmm. or promotions or mm-hmm. perks and massages and a gym in the office. And it turns out that none of those things really have much of an effect on our happiness at work. Except that they can make us unhappy if they're not fair, right?
Yep.
What really makes us happy at work and what we try to teach companies to do is to focus on what we call results and relationships. So help people get great results so they
yes.
know they do a good job,
yep.
they're appreciated for the work they do, they have meaningful work, and relationships so that the person feels appreciated as a human being.
Mm.
So you feel like you belong in the workplace, you are accepted, respected, maybe even liked as a human being in your team. And according to the research, those are the two things that make us happy at work. And what's so incredibly encouraging is that those two things are actually fairly simple to give folks.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, massages and gyms and raises and bonuses take a lot of time, cost a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true.
Results and relationships are actually fairly simple.
Yes. So if there was one thing that people could take away from this conversation, what would
mm-hmm.
that be for them?
I would say if you're stuck in an unhappy job, don't accept that. That's the number one, and I see so many people do that. So many people are not happy at work,
mm-hmm.
and yet they stay in those jobs. So my number one advice would be, if you're not currently happy at work, do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Either do some things to get better results and relationships in the job
yep.
you currently have,
yes.
or quit and go find something better. Because sticking around, you know, getting up every morning, knowing that you have to go into a job you just don't care very much about, or even worse, a job you hate, nobody should have to do that.
Mm, that's great. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Jenny.
If people want to find out a bit more
yes.
about you, how can they contact you?
The best place to go would be to our blog,
yes.
which is at positivesharing.com. And there are literally thousands of articles on happiness to work on there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Jenny.
All the best. Thank you.
You too.